With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Schools on the Monterey Peninsula need more than $200 million in repairs, and the school district is asking property owners to pay for it. Voters decide on Tuesday when they vote on Measure I. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
Seaside High sits on a hill along Highway 1. It has million-dollar views of the Monterey Bay and millions of dollars in problems.
So I'm showing you one of our portable classrooms.
Teacher Andrew Aguaniqua steps out of the bright sunlight into a darkened portable classroom.
It's not so bad. As you can see here on the wall, the water damage is to a point that the wall is essentially collapsing. It smells like mold in here.
Student desks are scattered throughout the room. Whiteboards hang on the walls. There's a ceiling-mounted projector. All signs that despite the structural damage, this classroom was recently in use.
But this was used up until 6 months ago. They've had to do some work in the ceiling because even before we stopped using it, they wanted to identify if this was actually safe to use, and that was what determined that, no, this is not a safe classroom.
Fixing this type of problem is what Measure I is all about. It's a $213 million bond measure that would pay for repairs, reconstruction, and upgrades in the Monterey Peninsula Unified School District. The district includes 19 schools in the cities of Monterey, Seaside, Marina, Delray Oaks, and Sand City. It's a district where the newest school was built more than 50 years ago. And Superintendent P.K. Deffenbaugh says it shows.
We still have, in most of our classrooms, two plugs, one in the front and one in the back. We need to update our electrical, and then there's still some HVAC and plumbing that needs to happen.
If voters pass Measure I on Tuesday, bonds will be sold and then paid off by increasing the property taxes of the people in the district. The money can only be spent on school repairs and improvements. None will go to administrator or teacher salaries. A Citizens Advisory Committee will audit the expenditures to assure that happens. Deffenbaugh says the district needs Measure I because the state only provides it with funding for day-to-day operations.
They don't give districts a lot of money for facilities, so it's really up to the local community to invest in their schools.
It works out to be about $200 a year for the average homeowner for the life of the bond. It's a 30-year loan, which means 30 years of interest, and that's the problem Lawrence Samuels has with Measure I. He's chair of Monterey County's Libertarian Party.
I mean, how much can you keep putting on property taxes before prices become too expensive or too expensive to rent?
He points out with interest, homeowners will wind up paying back significantly more than the $213 million that goes to the schools.
The rest of it goes to mansions and yachts of the wealthy 1%. Because that's why banks love to make loans. They make a fortune.
Samuel says the district should set aside money each year until they have enough to pay for each project, instead of borrowing the money. But Deffenbaugh says the state doesn't allow schools to do that. State law prevents districts from setting aside more than a small contingency fund. Certainly not enough to pay for the needed major repairs.
Our kids deserve to be in classrooms that reflect the 21st century. We are preparing them for jobs that have not been invented yet. We're preparing them to solve social problems that we can only imagine in the future.
Voters in the Monterey Peninsula Unified School District will have their say on June 5th. The measure has to receive 55% of the vote in order to pass. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.